Welcome back, everybody. So this is the third tasting of my first homebrew of 2023. This is 2024, so I've got this one of batch one. So this would be called 23-1 for 2023, the first brew. This is the third. I've got one more, and then that last one will be the final. So this is a smash beer, single malt, single hop, tasting three, small batch, 1.25 gallons going into the carboy, 2 pounds, 4 ounces of Golden Promise malt, Citra hops, 0.39 at 30 minutes into the boil, 0.29 at 5 minutes, US05 yeast was used. Big pearl carbonation big carbonation tablets. I do not like using them. I'd rather use the small pearl. That's what I had. So one per 12 ounces. Let's see if it's overcarbed. Okay, hiss. Good smoke. Doesn't seem like it's overcarbed. Smoke's still coming off. The only bad thing about these first five batches, and I'm actually going to review them all today, one through five, low ABV. They didn't attenuate. It's weird. I've made over 100 plus batches using the same technique, using fresh yeast. This one, now I can't remember. And I didn't write it down on here. I believe this was the 2-year-old malt that had never been opened. And I wanted to see if it would work. I'm pretty sure. But it still should have attenuated. Post-boil gravity from Beersmith was 1049. I hit 1049. This is going to be in a playlist. You can go do all that. So the ABV on this one is 3.49. Session pale ale, I guess, if you want to call it. Okay, head. It seems like it's going to sit there. White. Yellow haziness, I would say medium haze in there. A couple bubbles coming up. But for the most part, I think I've said it in a lot of these. Why don't we see more Golden Promise used in New England IPAs if it's going to be this hazy? But let's go ahead and smell. Yeah, citrus, lemon-lime citrus with some citrus zest, a little bitterness in there. Maybe a touch of malt, like toasted malt, light toasted malt. But I would say that bright citrus, that lemon lime, maybe a touch of orange is coming out. Then the rind, like a mixture of zest, citrus zest is what I'm getting in the smell. Let's go ahead and taste. Zesty. It almost seems like maybe that Citra hop is dying down a little bit, but it's bringing out more bitterness, more zest. I get a lot more zest. There is some sweetness and being under attenuated. It's not as far as that candied sweetness or that candied citrus, but there is some sweetness in there. Smooth, easy drinking, just that bitterness does not balance this beer at all. Still better than what I drank earlier today. Yeah, it seems like, I'll just say, like the Citra hop, if you say some fruit, some citrus, it's like citrus zest, and that's like it in this one right now. This was brewed in August of 23. It was bottled 8/19, so 5 months old, almost 5 months old. Yeah, I'm pretty, like, the bitterness has not went anywhere, I don't believe. the bitterness is still there, but it's not balanced. There's not enough to build on that that bitterness, in my opinion. I need some other flavors. That citrus or Citra should be giving us something else besides zest. Or, I mean, you could say very light grapefruit, but I think that's stretching it. Maybe a touch of pine. Zesty pine. It's still drinkable. I would give it a 3.25. But, yeah, the back, that bitterness is a little too much. But, hey, it is what it is.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.